futures finally found some traction Wednesday. Cattle feeders are keeping an eye on ethanol production as it relates to the price and availability of distillers' grains, says Elliot Dennis. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 7th of April. Slightly lower nearby corn futures prices helped feeder cattle futures recover some lost ground Wednesday, closing an average of 86 cents higher, except for 55 cents lower in the back contract. Corn futures closed unchanged to 3 cents lower through July of 23, and then fractionally higher to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 12 cents lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 57 cents higher, from 17 cents to $1.05 higher, supported by recently blooming wholesale beef prices. However, choice box beef cutout value was 49 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $271.04 a hundredweight. Select was $1.85 lower at $261.05. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from inactive on light demand to limited on light demand, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, prices are generally steady on a live basis at $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Colorado, $138 to $140 in Nebraska, and $140 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices are steady at $222.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly lower at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $2 to $5 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, the exception was steady money for a few suited to grazing. A day earlier, 5-weight steer and heifer calves traded steady but $2 to $8 lower at other weights. There are 7,412 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 700 to 1,000 pounds sold mostly steady, with instances of $2 lower at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there were 3,700 head on offer. The exception was no trend for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds. Likewise, there were too few comparable heifer sales for a trend. At Huss Livestock in Nebraska, steers weighing 5.5 to 7.5 sold $3 to $5 lower, and heifers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. There are 3,148 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady, with instances of higher money for some flyweights at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, where there are 2,895 head. Steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower, and then steady at heavier weights. Heifer calves sold $3 to $5 lower. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, at Green City Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers sold $1 to $4 higher, with 2,842 head on hand. Finally, at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold with a weaker undertone in a light test. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $5 to $8 lower. Feeder heifers sold mixed, $6 to $8 lower for those weighing less than 550 pounds, $2 to $4 higher at 5.5 to 650 pounds, and then $4 to $6 lower at heavier weights. There are 2,758 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday, apparently due at least in part to the Fed's recent hawkish comments regarding inflation and interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 144 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 43 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 315 points. Also on the day, crude oil futures on the CME were $3.90 to $5.73 lower through the front six contracts. Cattle feeders who use distillers' grains, primarily in the wet form, are closely watching ethanol production numbers given the potential for ethanol plant slowdowns, says Elliot Dennis, Extension Livestock Economist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Over the past 2 years, he says distillers' grains prices, as a percentage of corn price on a dry matter basis, have been very volatile due to both more movement in the corn market and to idling ethanol plants. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Dennis points out current weekly ethanol production is near pre-COVID levels, even with higher corn prices. And he explains, since oil and ethanol are highly correlated, one would expect ethanol plants to continue to be profitable even at higher corn prices. However, he says, the Iowa State University Ethanol Profitability Tracker indicates the relative increase in ethanol prices have not been sufficiently high compared to the cost of corn. He explains net returns are calculated to be a negative 28 cents a gallon of ethanol, its lowest level since last winter and the last run-up in grain prices. Dennis points out distillers' grains generally are fed up to a 40% inclusion rate, but the level and type of distillers' grains used can vary given local availability. Obviously, he explains, increasing prices for corn and distillers' grains increases feedlot cost of gain. Prior to USDA's cattle bearish prospective plantings report, Dennis notes CME live cattle futures were trending higher. Since the release, he says, live cattle prices have eroded $2 to $4, with larger declines occurring in more nearby months, further narrowing profit margins. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 7th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.